I understand the pleasure that comes with having a pet, as I have one myself. Throughout their lives, our pets learn different methods of communicating with us. When they need to go pee outside, they may scratch at the door. They might jump in your lap when they're hungry. For tonight's story, this young lady's cat will meow at the top of its lungs outside the door, signifying that it was ready to come in. However, the cat owner was in for the surprise of her lifetime when she opened the door and realized that it wasn't her cat. I'm your host, MC, and this is episode 7 of the MC Horror Podcast. Alright, so a bit of context first. My cat likes to go outside every day. In the morning, he follows us to the door, takes the elevator down with us, and then goes about his day outside until we bring him back home again in the evening. Now, my cat isn't the most punctual guy, so it's pretty common for him to stay much later in the neighborhood, sometimes well into the night, or for several days, or he gets bored and doesn't play for more than 2 hours and wants to go back inside. The problem is that we're not home, so he just has to wait. My family and I live in an apartment on the first floor, so my cat's solution is to sit under one of our balconies and meow at the top of his lungs to get our attention. When we're home, it works perfectly fine, but when we're not, it's a lot less effective. So our solution was to gently ask our neighbors that have the key to our apartment to bring him up so he doesn't have to wait outside all day. Those that don't have the key sometimes let him inside the building so he's not literally outside, for example, when it's raining. Our apartment is a bit special because it's bigger than the others, so to get inside, there are two ways when you get in the main hall. One is to take the stairs to the left and open the door that has two locks. Or two, use the elevator with the special key that goes directly inside our apartment, and the door only has one lock. The cat is used to the second option, and me too because we're both lazy. But when the neighbors that don't have the key let him inside the building, he goes up the stairs and waits. Since I usually use the elevator from the parking, which was two floors below, that means I don't see him waiting in the hall, and he meows outside the door to get me to open up for him, or my dad, or my mom. All around, we have our habits with my parents and neighbors, and it works fairly well. Now, you know how everything goes with my little guy. Anyway, here's what happened a while ago. My parents like the outdoors very much, so I'm usually left alone on the weekends. Generally, it means taking care of the chores and inviting my friends over so we can have the apartment to ourselves, which is pretty nice. This time, I was alone. It was late, probably around 11 p.m.-ish, and I was just chilling in the living room before hearing meowing over the sound of the TV. Someone let my cat in the building, and he's waiting outside the door. I took my keys and started opening the first lock. I don't know about other pet owners, but I know my cat meows by heart. That's very high-pitched and very cute, and that also has a specific rhythm because I've been hearing it nearly every day for 5 years. So I stopped. The noise isn't what it actually is. It's too deep and just off. This isn't my cat outside the door. And he's the only cat around that knows he has to wait by the door and scream to be let in. By that point, I had stopped halfway through opening the door and waiting to hear him again and notice scratching. My cat never scratches at the door. At that point, I'm super weirded out by the situation, but the meowing is getting super loud and I didn't want the neighbors to be woken up, so I continued with my key. But suddenly, I heard another noise that freaked me out. A cough. For the record, I'm not a very cautious person, and in my whole 21 years of living in this apartment, I must have looked in the peephole a total of maybe 5 times, but a small part of my brain told me to do it that night, and thank God I did. So I let go of my keys and put my eye against the door and saw it. A man standing there, freaking meowing in front of my door. To say that I was terrified is really an understatement, but my heart stopped. I just stood there petrified for what felt like an hour. I don't really know how long it took for me to move again, but eventually my body just took over, I guess. I did what you'd expect, ran for my phone, stood in the corner of the living room, and called the police. By the time they came, there was nobody in the front door. I can't even remember when the meowing stopped, and they just took my testimony before telling me to be cautious and left. To this day, I still don't know what the meowing guy wanted. I'm not sure I wanted to anyway. I also don't know how he got inside the building since you need a key to access it, and how he knew that I would open the door if he imitated my cat in front of it. At least I would be careful from now on. If you or anyone you know have a horror story that you'd like to be narrated on here, please fill out the form that's linked in the description below. There are also links to the music used, as well as if you want to submit some feedback to help improve your listening experience. My friends, horror is all around us. We just try our best to avoid it. Once again, I'm your host, MC, signing out. Thanks for taking the time to check out the MC Horror Podcast. Have a great night.